ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ప్రిపేర్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఎస్సి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి జై. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: యాజ్ బై ద ఫ్రిక్షన్ ఆఫ్ బాంబూస్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్, సో ఆల్సో ఎట్ ద సన్సెట్ బై ద ఇంటరాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫాల్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటాక్సికేషన్ ఆల్ దేర్ మైండ్స్ బికేమ్ అన్బ్యాలెన్స్డ్ అండ్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ టుక్ ప్లేస్. పర్పర్ట్: When there is need for fire in the forest, by the will of the Supreme, it takes place due to friction among the bamboos. Similarly, the descendants of Yadu were also destroyed by the will of the Lord by the process of self-destruction. Just as there is no possibility of fires occurring deep in the forest due to human effort, so also there was no power in the universe which could vanquish the descendants of Yadu, who were protected by the Lord. The Lord wanted them to be so destroyed, and thus they obeyed His order, as indicated by the word Tad Anujnata. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena తస్మై శ్రీగొరువే నమ. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగొరు శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగొరున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తాం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామిని. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణే. ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగయితే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహమందే శ్రీగురుదీనతారణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యేశ్వరం. హరే కృష్ణ. డివోటీస్, థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్ ఫర్ బీయింగ్ హియర్ దిస్ వెన్స్డే మార్నింగ్. ఐ సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ హియర్ అండ్ ఆన్లైన్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్. Whatever instruction comes out is only for my own purification. So we are on this chapter 4. This is the second verse. We are continuing with the conversation between Uddhav and Vidur. And Uddhav ji is narrating at this stage the pastime of the Yadu's destruction that took place. Srila Prabhupada has given beautiful small purport. So translation goes once again: as by the friction of bamboos destruction takes place, so also at sunset by the interaction of the faults of intoxication all their minds became unbalanced and destruction took place. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada starts with when there is a need of fire in the forest, by the will of the Supreme, it takes place due to friction among the bamboos. This amazing concept, Srila Prabhupada brings in so many different dimensions to the purport. Now he's also touching upon the will of the Lord is not just taking place within the Yadavas or within the devotees or within the human, it's everywhere. Everything is taking place by the will of the Lord. So we'll try to discuss that concept a little bit about the will of the Lord. So what's interesting is when there is Prabhupada says when there is a need of fire in the forest. Now, you know, normal people don't like fire. Fire is destruction. Why do we need fire? But it's amazing. Prabhupada says we need fire in the forest. Why do we need fire in the forest if we think about it? And this is also now recognized by the environmentalists today and the scientists today as well, that fire is good. Fire in the forest is good. Why is that good? Someone who can relate to, you know, the nature of agriculture, farming, you know what? How the soil gets more fertile. In fact, we do some composting here. How the composting is done, we add, you know, lots of food waste or cow dung, and we also add some important element in it, which is ash, burnt wood. Unless we add ash in it, it does not become the right type of mixture to allow the seeds to germinate. So ash is required for the fertility of the soil. In the forest, what's happening is, like, no one is able to reach the forest, in a deep forest. Prabhupada says, you know, when the fire takes place in the deep forest, no human has gone there to set it, the fire. So the fire is taking place naturally, not just naturally, by the will of the Lord. How Lord has made the arrangement. So the bamboos in the forest or the dried trees, they can rub against each other, and the friction causes the fire. And what the fire does is, over a period of long time, there is so many trees, you know, and the branches and twigs and everything just starts falling in there, and they start to create a layer on top of the soil, and they'll become bigger and bigger and bigger, and become difficult for the other organism to develop, to grow, to germinate for the seeds. So when this fire takes place, it burns all that in the organic matter, the soil, becomes more fertile. And then also there are some seeds I was reading through, like the pine seeds. They need, you know, it's a very hard shell. That needs to be burned for the pine seed to then go in, and then it can germinate and become a big pine tree. You know. So the whole process is so well designed by the Lord. Nothing is by chance, nothing is by accident. Everything is planned, everything is in order, even the chaos is in order, and by the will of the Lord. So that's the amazing concept Srila Prabhupada brings. And also there's a pastime in Mahabharata about a time when Arjun and Lord Krishna are in the Khandava forest. And Agni appears there and says, well, you know, I'm hungry. And this fire, I've been trying to devour this fire for a long time. It's protected by the Indra and his other demigods. And I must consume this forest. I said, why do you need to consume this forest? Because this forest has lots of herbs and I need that. I have indigestion. So Agni says, fire says, I have indigestion. I can't follow this. It says something like that in the Mahabharata. So there is a pastime like that also, which says that it is difficult for the people in general to also accept why fire. Yeah, but Prabhupada also says that this, in the same purpose, Prabhupada says even among the materialists, the fire takes place. You know, people automatically, or for some reasons, inconceivable reason, they fight and they destroy or kill each other. So that's taking place all the time. So nothing unusual about it. What is special about it, this particular scenario we're talking about, is the Yadavas, who are Lord's personal associates. Yeah, how is that taking place? That is quite bewildering, that they go to the Prabhashetra on the beach, and then they take alcohol, Kshatriyas do that, and they start to get into a fight, and to the extent that they start to kill each other. And if you read through the later chapters, like when the 11th canto is explained a little bit more of this pastime, who is fighting with whom? Like Pradyumna fighting with Sambhav. Well, what is the possibility of all that? Unless it was a is the will of the Lord. And Srila Vishwanath Chakri Thakur explains in his purport that really what happens is that this is the devatas who are fighting and killing each other with their weapons. As Lord was in the Dwarka, he explained that this is the time to now wind up. So the Yadavs, who are the personal associates of the Lord, like Pradyumna, Aniruddha, all these great souls, they stay behind. And the Devatas, who were actually, because they're part of, inconceivable to understand, but the Devatas also took birth and in the Yadavas. And so they separated, and they wanted to go back to their own heavenly planets. So they go to the Prabhashatra, and then they fight and kill each other with the permission of the Lord. Prabhupada says, in the previous verse also it was mentioned, Tad Anujnata means by his permission. In the previous verse it says, by the permission of the Brahmanas. Here Srila Prabhupada clarifies also, by the will of the Lord, by his order, as indicated by the word Tad Anujnata, by his will. So it's all taking place by his will. But it is difficult to understand for common people. Like, many people have many thoughts about it. A normal person here, we've got no understanding of scriptures or how the Lord functions. They might be saying, well, they just killed each other. Someone may say, it's just the liquor which is bad. Don't drink liquor. It's good. They're all right in their own ways. It's not good, and it can happen. People can fight with each other. We also see in the normal situation, people drink a lot in the football matches. We hear that people then start to fight with each other. It goes into passion mode. It happens all the time. But some other little known people would say that, oh, this is all because of karma. They must have done some bad karma, or someone must have done bad karma to be engaging in this sort of fight and killing each other. And someone may say, oh, this is because of the curse of Gandhari, the mother of the Duryodhan and the others, Gandhari, she cursed them. And someone say, okay, the Brahmanas cursed them. But really, it is the will of the Lord. It's only by the will of the Lord everything manifests. There are multiple pastimes like this in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, when one Brahmana curses Mahaprabhu that your material life is over. And Mahaprabhu says, thank you. That's what he was looking for. Otherwise, how he could have given up his family life and entered into sannyas. There are many situations like that. So, devotees understand that this is the will of the Lord. And it's explained in multiple places. Krishna also explains in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Bhutani Kantaya Praktim Yanti Mamikam Kalpakshaya Punastani Kalpado Visajamiham. Sarva Bhutani Kantaya, all this material creation is enters into my nature after millennium. So Kalpado, Kalpakshaya, after the end of the millennium, they enter into my, and again Kalpado Vishrajamiham, I again create. So this destruction, creation is going on constantly by the will of the Lord. And Brahma Samhita also confirms this. Shrishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Eka Shaktireka Chayeva Yasha. Yasha means whom? Whose potency is it? By the chit potency, which is Chayeva, is the shadow of the Lord's chit potency, which is Durga. Chayeva yash bhuvanani. Bhuvanani bibharti Durga. So Durga is maintaining by this. By whom? By the Lord's chit potency only. By the Lord's potency only. So everything is taking place by the Lord. Actually, there's another level of people that we can talk about, are those who know about it. We could fall in that category potentially. Who knows what Lord says, what scripture says, but they can't do anything more about it. There are some examples. Actually, it is Hiranyakashipu, after his brother Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Varahadev, which is recently had his appearance day celebration. Hiranyakashipu becomes, first of all, he's very angry. you know, how did that happen? And, you know, how could Vishnu kill my brother? You know, that's bad. I'm going to kill him. And then he sees all the relatives of Hiranyaksha, like his son and his wife, they are in distress. So he starts to speak about philosophy. At one stage, he sees speaks amazing philosophy, and Srila Prabhupada, you know, gives more purport, fantastic purport to it. I'm going to read that. He says, he quotes the story when Yamaraj himself comes in a forest where a king was killed by his enemies, and Yamaraj was trying to pacify the queens of the king. And the Yamaraj takes the form of a boy. You know, he says, I'm also in the forest. You know, I'm protected by the Lord. So the boy says to the women, oh, weak women, could be anyone, us also, men or women, only by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never diminished, is the entire world created, maintained, and again annihilated. This is the verdict of the Vedic knowledge. This material creation consisting of moving and unmoving and non-moving is exactly like his plaything. It's the Lord's plaything. That's what it is. He can create, he can maintain, and he can destroy. It's his will, his desire. Being the Supreme Lord, he is completely competent to destroy and protect. In the purport, Prabhupada says really amazing statements. This is the argument to those who do not understand, who don't want to understand. We can only wake up someone who is sleeping, as it says that. Someone who is pretending to sleep, we can't wake them up. So, in the purport says, Prabhupada, in this regard, the queen might argue. There's an argument and counter-argument there. If our husband was protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he was in the womb, why has not been given protection now? To this question, the answer is, this is Sanskrit, ya iccha sheya sajati dam avyayo ya eva rakshati avalumpate cha yaha. One cannot argue with the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is always free. And therefore, He can protect, can also annihilate. He is not our order carrier. Okay, this time He can protect, this time He cannot protect like that. He will do what He likes to do. Whatever He likes, He will do. Therefore, He is the Supreme Lord. The Lord does not create this material world at anyone's request. So someone can argue, you know, like, I'm here, why is Lord now, you know, killing my relatives? But, well, that was not created at your request. Lord created them by His will. And therefore, He can annihilate, because He created, He can annihilate everything merely by His will. That is the supremacy. If one argues further, why does He act in this way? The answer is that He can do so because He is supreme. Like a veto power, okay, because I think that's the right thing, I want to do it this way. The Lord can do that. We can't. No one can question His activities. If one argues, what is the purpose of this sinful creation annihilation? The answer is that to prove His omnipotence, He can do anything. And no one can question Him. If He were answerable to us concerning why He does something and He does not, His supremacy would be curtailed. So that establishes the Lord's supremacy, that He can do what He likes to do. And without Him, we already established, you know, who else is doing it. He is the one. Ishwara. So there is various mentalities. Prabhupada explains again in another purport somewhere. So, why did the Pandavas do that? Because they realized it was the will of the Lord. And some people, you know, as we are now talking about people who know but who may not act. But what is the point people make often is, oh, I'm religious. You know, I make sure every Janmashtami I go and visit temple. Every Janmashtami, that's my vow. You know, which is good, which is great. We're not saying that. But what is the real definition of being religious? Prabhupada explains that religious means whether you are properly executing the will of the Lord or not. Religious definition is this. Religion is created by the Lord. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Religion is not created by human. Religion is created by the Lord Himself. The codes are defined by the Lord. Someone who is executing the will of the Lord, he is religious. No one else. And we know the example in Bhagavad Gita, how Arjun finally initially starts with lots of questions and finally accepts the Lord's will. So there are three blockers, I was thinking, in the same, we come to the verse. The first thing is illusion. So why do people not accept it? Because the primary problem is illusion, moha. Moha means illusion. What is the illusion, really? What illusion is? Is griha, kshetra, supta, vittar, janasya mohoyam, aham ameti. The attachment to five things. Griha, house, kshetra, field, suta, my son, apta, relatives, and vittar, my wealth. And by this I say, I created all this. They are all mine. I, me and mine. Janasya mohoyam, aham ameti. In this illusion of this is me, this is mine, all this wealth is mine, this house is mine, all this create the illusion. And with the illusion, what happens? We develop the attachment, hidaya granthi. You develop the attachment. Dhritarashtra is a good example of that. So what happened? Lord had done his pastime of Mathura, he's killed Kamsa and everyone. Now it's time for him to go to address the problem that was created by Dhritarashtra and his sons. So he first sends Akrura and says, why don't you go there and see how my aunt is doing, Kunti, and my cousins are doing. And also you can see what Dhritarashtra is up to. Akrura is very intelligent. He understands what Lord's will is. He's a devotee. He goes there and he speaks to Kunti Maharani. He learns what's going on there. And Kunti explains, the situation that's taking place, how they've been really tormented by Dhritarashtra and his son. And then Akrura goes and starts to explain, try to give some good advice to Dhritarashtra. He says, you are the king. King, you're supposed to be the protector of everyone. Every citizen is your child. So you should be equally treating everyone. And similarly, to the Pandavas also, you should be treating them fairly. You should not think that this is my son, so he should be the king. So he speaks pretty much directly that he should consider these things. And Shishirada Gokulanda Bhagavan ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshmana Mani, Gaunitai ki jai. He keeps on saying that, and Dhritarashtra, is the way he was always. He says, oh, whatever you're speaking is like nectar in my ears. I feel like you just keep on speaking. This is very nice pravachan, very nice preaching going on. All of us, may like preaching. Yeah? It's very nice words. We can hear it. But then he says, well, what can I say? I am attached to my children. And it is the will of the Lord that will take place in any way. It's the destiny. I understand it's the will of the Lord. Lord has taken birth to annihilate all the miscreants. And I understand what my sons are doing is not right. But what can I do? I'm attached. So this is the mentality that we can also develop. We can hear good advice. And we may also accept in principle that, yeah, maybe I should change, but it's difficult because of the attachment, illusion that may have in our hearts for various things. So, and Dhritarashtra again, actually, he was, given good advice, Vidura and many other sages also, that, look, Lord is coming, he is coming, he's here, and he's doing what he's up to. It will be surely your turn soon. But he cannot take good advice. So this is the nature of attachment. And the other problem, so we talk about illusion, the second problem is the forgetfulness. So because we forget who we are, what's our true nature, Krishna bhuliye jiva bhogavancha kare, nikadastha maya tare jhapatiya dhare. Because of the forgetfulness, we engage in the fruitive activities, I want to do this, or maybe do some yajna and get some better life, more wealth, again same five issues. I want to develop, increase my attachment to my wealth, my children, my this and my that and all that. Because of forgetfulness. The forgetfulness, makes a jiva completely ignore his relationship, eternal relationship with the Lord. He forgets that. And he enters into this endless fruitive action and reaction and do this and do that, and I can somehow or the other, I can make it. No one else could make it, but I can make it. You know, like there's a discussion between Yudhishthira Maharaj and Yaksha. And they ask, what is the thing that most surprises you? And he says, what's most surprising to me is everyone is seeing their predecessor dying. Everyone's dying. But somehow or the other, people think that I will not. Maybe I will survive. Nobody else has survived, but I may survive. This is the most surprising thing that Yudhishthira Maharaj finds. But nobody will really survive. Prabhupada says, there was in a conversation someone said to Prabhupada, you know, the death rate is actually, you know, is getting better. You know, people are living more and it's getting better. Prabhupada says, no, death rate is 100%. Everyone's going to die. No one's going to survive here. So this is an illusion that, you know, all this, the scientists and the science creates for us to believe somehow or the other we can make it. All these false promises. But devotees understand. So, okay, so what we were saying is, a devotee, how does the devotee understand, you know, that we realize the problem. The problem is the moha, the forgetfulness, and also the, you know, the continuous cycle of birth and death in the fruitive action to maybe I will get something out of it. So Arjun makes a beautiful point towards the end when Bhagavan says that you can, now I've explained to you everything that I should have, but now you can do whatever you feel like. Yathechasi tatha kuru. So Arjun makes this exactly same point which I was thinking is the you know, the real solution. Nashto mohi. What he says is, after hearing your words, what's happening to me is now, nashto moha. Now my illusion is destroyed. Smritir labdhva. My memory has come back. Because at the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, he was lost. You know, he was completely illusioned. He lost his, you know, true identity. He took shelter of Lord. Shadimam tvam prapannam. He took shelter. And then after all those, then the multiple doubts coming. That's the other aspect, is the doubt. You know, even if we know what is true, sometimes we may have doubts. You know, if we didn't have the doubt, if we're not in that situation, surely, you know, a lot of us would have become pure devotees. There may be some here, I'm not saying that. But that is the problem. The doubt is always there. Maybe I can do it. But Arjun says, Nashta moho smriti labdhva tvat prasadan maya achyute. By your mercy, my Lord, I have now regained my memory and my illusion is gone. Sitosmi gata sandeha. Now I am in a situation that my doubts are all finished. No more doubts. No more doubts. Memory regained and illusion gone. Karishye vachanam tava. When all this happened, then I will do. So this is an urgent situation. Then he picks up his, you know, armors and all the weapons. He's ready to fight. He's got it. So this is the understanding the will of the Lord. Lord explained what His will is. The devotees understand the will of the Lord by the words of Lord Himself, the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and all the Parshanam that we hear. And also by the representative of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada comes, he's written so beautiful purports. And obviously we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and the Krishna Katha all the time. That gradually, slowly, shanai shanai, you know, we develop that understanding and our doubts are destroyed. Bhagavatam is not about the, you know, the dharma projita kaitavatro nirmatsaranam satam. It's about, not about the usual, the four artha, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. I'll do some religious activities, I'll gain some artha, yes, gain some wealth, and I will fulfill my desires, and all that, then I will eventually, you know, work for my moksha. That is not the ultimate objective. Ultimate objective, Bhagavatam says, is Mahaprabhu says, prema martho mahan, is the love of supreme, which is the highest. Prabhupada is trying to give us the highest. It's amazing. Like, if you go to other, like I've been to some other places and some other sampradayas, they keep saying, what you have received is the highest. At the time, I didn't even realize what he was speaking. He said, no, he says, you don't understand maybe, but what your Prabhupada has given you is the highest. Nobody, we can't even think of that. And this is a scholar telling me all this. He's written many books and translated many scriptures. He says that this is the highest what you are getting. So, So obviously we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada and all his devotees to receive this wonderful gift of Krishna consciousness, and so that we can also try and attempt to get rid of our illusion, our memory back, and clear all our doubts. It's 8:25. Don't want to keep it long. So any comments, questions, concerns, corrections? Yes, please.
It's an interesting aspect to what happens to people, and it's happened to the Kauravas, that all of a sudden the modes of nature overtake us. Something we don't like happens, or that we have some dislike, and it manifests on the way we speak to a person, disrespect a person. So it's but it, the ultimate thing really is to if you hang around in Krishna consciousness, is you start to get to even those people that you used to squabble with, somehow a friendship develops. We start to understand that they're different, that they're parts and parcels of Krishna as well. And I remember on the when I was on book distribution on the Isle of Wight, and I met a person. He says, I used to be with the Hare Krishnas. And then I said, well, yeah. He says, but he says it was perfect, but I couldn't keep it up. So he went back to his Christian religion after, because that sort of suited his religious needs. But he knew that Prabhupada's thing was the highest, and so he went back to his Christian base, but he stayed there, but in a devotional thing. So it's interesting. Though he wanted to stay, he couldn't just keep it up. He found himself more at home with Christians. Okay.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. Yes.
Prabhupada said in one of his lectures how even the Yadus, they could not have permanent settlement here. Even they had to leave. So what to say about us? So we shouldn't make permanent settlement. We have to leave this world.
Thank you. Come on. Keep trying.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the class. I was wondering, because if everything happens by the will of the Lord, then where does our free will, what's the room for our free will? Just wanted to hear something.
Yes, yes. So everything happens by the will of the Lord. The question is, what about our free will? We also have a will, and Lord has given us the free will, and we understand that unless there's free will, there is no love. The free will is given to us so that we make the choice whether we want to be Krishna Bahirmukha, look away from Krishna, or we want to love Krishna. That will is with Jiva all the time. They can make that decision anytime. Actually, to the extent, we talk about a little bit of astrology here. Parashar Rishi has written astrology. You know, Parashar, who is Parashar? You know, he's written Vishnu Puran, lots of his very elevated soul, father of Vyasadeva himself. Even there he says that, okay, I'm writing all these things by this combination of this planets here and there, this will happen. But ultimately, it is the will of the Jiva that he may choose differently, choose to act differently. the will, our will is there. So Prabhupada explained, there's a minute independence that we still have. And the will is making a choice whether we want to be either in Krishna's plaything or Maya's plaything. That will is always retained with us. We can't be thinking in the will that I can control the situation. I think that the problem that happens is, oh, I can solve the problem, how to do it. You know, this is how most people believe, that I can create some medicine and I can maybe we could get rid of the disease. They've been trying to get rid of disease for many thousands of years. Nobody's got able to, get rid of the disease or the death. Prabhupada, the real problem to solve is death. Why don't you do that? But I have the solution for that. But no, can't do that. So the will only works in our choice to whether be in the Krishna's party or in the Maya's party. Actually, a lot of people ask us, you guys don't party? Why? No, we party a lot. I say, how much do you party? Oh, well, on a weekend we go on a party. Okay, how long do you party for? Oh, we party, Friday night. Okay, you know what time our party starts? Our party starts at 4:30 a.m. It goes on multiple times in a day. So our will is to go into this party. Then, does it help? Srinivas, will you expand that answer?
I'm reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, and every now and again Prabhupada will drop a little nugget of truth in his purports. And one thing that sticks out that I recently read is that Prakriti is unconscious. The modes of material nature, they're not consciously active, they're just active. Like you set a star rolling down the mountain and it's going to roll down the mountain. There's nothing you can do about it. We were saying in English, time and tide waits for no man. And, other than divine intervention, other than the superior nature taking effect, we are cast into the wind like straw in the street.
Yes, we are like machine. Krishna says that Ishvara Sarabhutanam Hriddesya Junatishtati Brahmyam Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudani Mayaya. Just like a machine, we are going around. And this is Lord's fulfilling our desire also. It's about the free will also. We have our desires. The at least we can do is have the desire. And there is a strong power in desire. If we desire right, Krishna will make it, possible for us. It's all the matter of desires. If we have desire to stay around, we can be here and Krishna will fulfill that desire. He's fulfilling that desire. Thank you, Krishna Govinda Prabhu. Okay, thank you so much, everyone. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.